Greater Magu County is a land which is occupied by forest, right from the east, around Apatalanga, Isore, and to the west, catching up to Agoro, and to the south, to the border of Uganda. So all these areas are covered by forest. The main forest is called Kalisoni Forest. And the area outside Kalisoni are the reserve forests of Kalisoni.
Great. And as we speak now, you've been there over the years. Have you seen any change? Like, is it becoming thicker or the forest is disappearing?
We are totally dismayed and frustrated with the state of forest in Magu County. There is serious felling of trees going on in Magu, particularly by those ones who are lumbering, cutting the trees for timbers, and some people who are trying to open farmland. So the situation of forest is deteriorating seriously.
Yes. And
all the, over Magu.
Yes. The theme for this year's Forestry Day is Forest and Education. You are an education director in the county. Can you tell us on how important or why is it important to transfer knowledge about forest conservation to the young children, and how are you doing that?
First of all, let me begin with the importance of forest to the population of Magu. Forest is a catchment area for rivers in Magu, like River Atebi, Ayi, Jama, and many others. All their fountain heads are found in Kalisoni Forest.
Yes, I'm afraid, Mr. Onen, please raise your voice a little higher because we are recording it for the betterment of the audio, please.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I was saying, in Magu, forest is very important. Number one, it is a catchment area for rivers, like River Atebi, Ayi, Jama, and many other rivers. Secondly, it is the one which leads to the formation of rain, particularly convectional rain. Then it is preserving the environment to be cold, and it is protecting soil from losing its fertility. On top of that, forests are source of food for the people of Magu. They get a lot of wild fruits and roots from the forest. Then, forest is also very important. It can be used for tourist attraction, particularly these tropical forests.
Yes, and let's talk about now impacting knowledge to the young ones. The theme for this year's Forestry Day is Forest and Education. Is there anything as a teacher you're doing to ensure that the young ones understand about forest conservation, and why is this important?
As teachers, we are trying to do a lot to impact this knowledge to pupils. But the problem is that if we impact this knowledge, the pupils are not involved in clearing the forest. Most of them are still young. But what we are doing as teachers to impact the knowledge of forest, the pupils. Number one, we define to them what forests are. We have two types of forests. We have artificial forest and natural forest. Artificial forest, these are forests planted by man. Then natural forests are planted by God, or they are originated by nature. So we impart this and we tell them the importance of forest, as I said before. Then to conserve forest, first of all, we should avoid encroaching in forest land or deserted land. Secondly, when we are cutting the trees, we should cut trees not by picking some species, which will help us. On top of that, we are urging the pupils, as they are cutting trees, they should also replant trees. Not only that, the natural forests need to be preserved because they are the best indigenous trees in those areas. If we change the type of the trees in that area, the original trees might disappear and the old one might not germinate well, and it eventually led to the losing of texture of the soil.
Yes, and finally, just before you go, earlier you said that you in Magui are a little frustrated with the way people are cutting down trees for timbers, encroaching the forest for farmland. On this particular World Forestry Day, what message could you like to send out there when it comes to conservation of the forest? What could you like to see done?
My message goes particularly to the government of South Sudan. Because this forest of Magui called Kalichoni Forest, the government is saying it is under central government. And we have learned most of these people who are cutting trees, they are getting their lances from Ministry of Forestry in Juba. So this forest is for South Sudan, and it is protecting the environment of South Sudan. We are urging the government to come out with clear policy which preserve forests for incoming generations. And on top of that, the global warming is intensifying. By this time, Magui County used to receive a lot of rain. But as for now, Magui is very dry and there is no rain. And I'm still urging the government of South Sudan, state government, and counties of Greater Magui, let them stand up and preserve our environment. Without the environment, there is no survival of mankind.
All right.